Gonzalo, I guess you obviously missed out on the rugby championship, but that's given you a really good chance to show what you can do here at the Newcastle Falcons.
Yeah, as I said earlier in the season, well, as soon as I came back from Argentina, obviously very disappointing to miss the rugby championship, big competition. I'm always really keen on playing for my country and stuff, but well, it gave me the chance to do a good pre-season, put my body in good shape for a long season coming, and spend some time with the guys, training hard and, well, being within the team since the start of the season, which didn't happen last year.
I remember Richard Cockerell talking about a couple of the Argentinians at Leicester and saying that when they came back from international duty, it was so hard to get them back into that shape. How much of a different sort of shift is it coming back into the Premiership from your previous experience?
It is, because the calendar changes completely, and maybe your focus on the time you have to peak on fitness levels and rugby, you know, sharpness, it's a lot different. You know, you are finishing your season on the back end of May last year, and you have to be kind of ready to go by the end of July, which is only like 6 or 7 weeks after that, after you started like pre-season and stuff. So it's a very tough run of games. The Rugby Championship, 6 games against South Africa and New Zealand, home and away, is a very, very, probably one of the toughest fixtures that you can face in the world of rugby.
Obviously, this season you've got a compatriot in the sort of shape of Juan Pablo Cecina. How important is it? How nice has it been to have a sort of familiar face, so to speak?
Obviously, personally, for me, it's great, you know, to have an Argentinian guy around in the team and stuff. We can share some time together within the club and stuff. I think as a player, he's added a lot to the squad. You know, he's been playing really well. He took no time for him to set up and start fitting in the first team in a regular basis, and he's been playing really well for us at 10 and 12, and it's given us some options and depth in that way.
He shouldered quite a lot of burden as well, hasn't he, with sort of taking on the kicking responsibilities, but he's shown that he's, you know, even when it's not going well, he's still willing to step up.
Yeah, obviously. Like, I think I haven't played on the championship, but it should be a big step up from championship to premiership rugby, and it looks like he's been doing it really smoothly, and he's setting up really well. So I'm happy for him and happy for us as well.
Just as a team, there are plenty of things that look as though they're going right, as opposed to last season, but a few things maybe letting the team down. What do you think has been those? What do you think those little things are that are maybe stopping you from getting those wins on the board?
Well, obviously, as you say, I think we are in a much better shape than we were last year. We can feel that in the training. You know, we train a lot sharper. We're going to games a lot more confident. Obviously, we haven't been able to get a result in these first 4 games. If you ask me, probably the game we should have won would have been London Irish. In a couple of the other games, we put ourselves in a good position to fight back in games we were out, and possibly we could have done a bit better. But if we would have won that game out of the first 3, which Leicester away is a game we shouldn't be targeting, Northampton at home is a team we could do something about it, take a point or something. Obviously, we want to be ambitious, and win those sort of games, but if you think about the targets, London Irish is the game we should have won. And I think we missed a lot of kicks, and we put ourselves in a position to win it anyway. So if we would have had that game in the bag, I think today we would have been in a bit of quite different position. As well, breaking that run of defeats that is not very comfortable, and it's there and in the back of our mind. And, well, these next 2 coming fixtures are big for us, I think.
It's interesting to see just how London Irish have responded to that win as well. I mean, they were within 30 seconds or something of beating Saracens, and then they beat Leicester. So they've, you know, it just shows what one result can do. It can be a real trigger, a real kickstart.
Definitely. You know, teams have to learn and to win, and once it happens, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence, and it changes things substantially. And I think in London Irish, as we can see, made a massive difference to maybe win that game away from home, and as well, it proves that there's no easy games in this competition. You know, the top end sides are playing the bottom end sides, and there are some very tight games, and any team on the day can beat anyone else. Obviously, there are teams that are stronger in squad and potential, but in the day, you can be better than anyone.
and Exeter Chiefs this weekend. They've got a long journey. I mean, Falcons know all about long journeys, but what do you make of them as a side?
They're a good side. They're very confident. They've been playing in a similar way for the last couple of years. They have a very good coaching setup. They have a set of players that has been regularly playing for them for a long time, and they've been challenging the best teams in Europe in recent seasons, and it's something we have to consider. Obviously, the fact that we are playing at home is something that is key for us, and we have to really make a fortress of Kingston Park and learn that people have to dig really, really hard in order to get something out of here.
And just a final one for me. As an outside back, how much are you enjoying playing on the new pitch? It looks like a real sort of running rugby sort of surface. And how much has that helped, you know, kind of bring you and your other sort of creative players out of your sort of shell, so to speak?
Yeah, it's great. Like being training and playing. I only played one game so far in this new pitch, and it's a lot quicker. And I think it suits the way we are trying to play and the players we have individually. And the weather's been behaving pretty well so far, and hopefully it stays like this, but we know it's not going to happen. So we have to learn to mix a bit the way we play. Sometimes with the wind, we need to kick a bit more than what we want to, but we have to, you know, learn how to vary the game and learn how to play within this pitch that is a bit different than from others.
And one last one, I promise. Just in terms of that losing run, how much does it affect the players? Are you able to just get on with your game, or does it play on your mind?
Well, to be honest, I don't think too much about it, but I think in the back of your head, it is there. And as I say, you have to learn to win and get some confidence out of your performances. And obviously, facing a week after a win or a good result is a lot different than putting yourself up after a defeat. But, you know, every Monday is a fresh start for us. And until we get that right, hopefully it'll be soon. These next couple of weeks, we have that on the back of our mind, but we were trying to stay positive and strong and know that we can turn this around.